This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Infestations devastating citrus growers. New workplace rules hit small farmers, and Foods Our Eyes more effective FDA. Invasive pests are devastating citrus farms. Southern California citrus growers are reeling from major infestations. CDFA recently established a quarantine in Ventura County after discovering the Yuelongbing, a destructive disease that causes citrus greening. Riverside, San Bernardino, and 13 other counties are dealing with oriental fruit flies. Tau fruit flies and med flies, meanwhile, are impacting Los Angeles County. California Citrus Mutual President and CEO Casey Kramer worries the additional fruit fly quarantine requirements could prevent fresh fruit from moving off-site, forcing growers to process it into juice and break even at best. He told AgriPulse the issue, quote, really needs a lot of attention and help from our urban area partners and legislators, with e-commerce and air travel bringing even more pests. Growers, he said, don't want to spray, but must fall back on insecticides to knock the populations down. That doesn't benefit anybody, he said. We need some cooperation on these fronts from our residential neighbors. We're all in this together. Small farmers face complex new workplace rules. California Farm Bureau Labor Affairs Director Brian Little is urging Cal OSHA Standards Board to invest more resources into educating small businesses on complex workplace violence regulations heading their way. SB 553 requires employers to implement yet another prevention program, similar to one already in the works at Cal OSHA. During a board hearing yesterday, Little said the new law has very specific, complex requirements for record keeping, hazard assessments, and periodic training. He has been struggling to explain the bill's many provisions to Farm Bureau members before it takes effect next July. By the way, Michael Miller, Government Relations Director at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, was concerned about the cost implications on the construction industry for more stringent regulations to prevent lead exposure. Miller said the cost of one industry often affects another. High construction costs, he explained, have made it more expensive to rebuild after wildfires, which has made property insurance hard to come by for many vineyards. He said the high cost also handicap efforts to build more farm worker housing. The ripple effect are felt throughout several industries, and it really does affect the quality of life of growers, our employees, and the entire industry, he said. Farm groups urge commerce to drop tariffs on fertilizer imports. Dozens of national and state agriculture groups are beseeching the Biden administration to consider high fertilizer costs that are weighing down farmers as the International Trade Commission and Commerce Department weigh their options on continuing to levy duties on imports of Moroccan phosphate products. The National Corn Growers Association, together with 62 other farm groups, sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to consider the impact of phosphate duties on Moroccan imports from the company OCP as the department responds to a recent decision by the U.S. Court of International Trade that found fault with commerce calculations. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New FDA food czar hopeful on reorganization. 1 month into the job, the FDA's newly appointed Deputy Commissioner of Foods, Jim Jones, he's optimistic food safety efforts will improve with changes starting from the top down at the agency. Jones, who was part of the commission that authored the Reagan-Udall Foundation report, told reporters yesterday he believes the reorganization efforts underway will correct many of the issues the report raised. Once FDA is through the reorganization, Jones believes FDA will be more effective, efficient, and faster at both spotting potential food contamination and, quote, moving to intervene more quickly in a more targeted way. This reorganization is not just a bureaucratic exercise. It's an effort to enhance our ability to prevent foodborne illness, Jones said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. EPA. Food waste plays a big role in landfill emissions. Food waste is responsible for about 58% of the methane emissions from U.S. landfills every year. That's according to new estimates from the Environmental Protection Agency. Landfills saw a steady increase in disposed food waste from 1990 to 2015. It resulted in a 295% increase in emissions from landfilled food waste. At the same time, total methane emissions from the landfills actually decreased 43%. Now keep this in mind. While gas can be collected from landfill products, more can be recovered from materials like textiles, paper products, and wood than from food products. That's because food usually breaks down faster. House turmoil continues. The House remains stuck in limbo. Republicans unable to agree on whether a permanent or a temporary speaker. The idea of making Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina the interim speaker while Republicans continue the search for a replacement for Kevin McCarthy, it ran into fierce opposition at a closed-door GOP conference meeting yesterday that, according to lawmakers, the interim speaker idea could still get traction at some point. But a resolution empowering McHenry would presumably limit the types of legislation the House could consider under a temporary speaker. And in that case, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse he would try to see if the House could consider a farm bill. Thompson said, quote, "We need some type of win for both parties to start the healing process for both parties." You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Knowing you can win a campaign doesn't always mean you should run a campaign. I know this will be a surprise to many because traditionally we don't see those who have power let it go. That's California Senator LaFonza Butler announcing yesterday she won't run for the seat next year. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.